Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, leading animal health executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we are concluding our series about being open to opportunities to grow your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, how would you like to wrap up this mini-series of podcast episodes about being open to opportunity?
Well, I'd like to restate and reemphasize some of the things that we've already discussed, but at the same time, explore some new information. Overall, I want to drive home the importance of being open to opportunity in your animal health career or veterinary career. I really can't emphasize it enough. Being open to opportunity can make all the difference. With that in mind, there is quite a bit of information that I would like to cover in this podcast episode. So if it seems as though I'm speeding through it, that's why. I'm not trying to, but I want to make sure that we cover all of this important information.
Well, that sounds good and makes perfect sense to me. Where would you like to begin, Stacy?
Well, Caleb, I'd like to start by discussing why being open to opportunity is so essential for career development, advancement, and satisfaction. Specifically, I want to talk about the key benefits, which we've discussed before, but I'd like to point out again.
What might those key benefits be?
Well, there are four main ones. So first, it allows you to continuously learn and develop. New opportunities often come with new challenges, responsibilities, and experiences. Embracing these opportunities means you're constantly learning and growing, which is essential for career advancement. And then second, it can lead to significant career leaps. Sometimes the opportunity of a lifetime may not come in the form of a promotion within your current company, but through an external opportunity. By staying open, you position yourself for those career-defining moments. And then third, being open to opportunity enables you to build a diverse skill set. Different opportunities often require different skill sets. By seizing these chances, you accumulate a diverse set of skills that make you a valuable asset to any organization. And finally, being open to opportunities is an excellent way to expand your network. The more opportunities you explore, the more people you'll meet and connect with. And networking is a powerful tool in advancing your career.
Stacy, those are some compelling reasons to be open to opportunities in your animal health or veterinary career. Let's dive deeper into some real life examples. Can you share a story of someone whose career was significantly advanced due to their willingness to seize an opportunity?
I can do that. And the one story that I have is one that I've mentioned before, but it's a very impactful one. And this example stands out to me because this individual called to tell me that the position I placed him in was the best thing that ever happened to him and his family. And he wanted me to know how much he appreciated that I convinced him to interview with my client. See, when I first called this individual about the opportunity, he said he was very happy where he was and he wasn't interested in making a change. He had a very good position and didn't want to make a move. However, with some gentle nudging and encouragement, he went on to the next step. He interviewed for the position and received a fantastic offer. And with the raise in pay he received for accepting my client's offer, he and his wife were able to pay off their debt, have a baby, start saving money for the baby's future, and even buy a house. And there were a number of times he wanted to stop the process because he said he was happy where he was and wasn't ready to make a change. But not only that, it was a 6-month long interview process.
6 months. Wow.
Yes, it was long. And in the end, though, the candidate accepted my client's offer and then felt the position had a tremendous impact on his family and his life. And he told me it was one of the best decisions he's ever made. And although he was not open to the opportunity initially, he eventually made the decision to at least be open to it. And that decision turned out to be a life-changing one.
That's an inspiring story, Stacy. That demonstrates the power of being open to opportunities, even when it means leaving your comfort zone. Now, I'm sure some of our listeners might be wondering, how do I identify the right opportunities to pursue? Well, what advice would you give them?
Well, identifying the right opportunities can be challenging, but there are some key steps you can take. In fact, once again, there are four steps. So first, reflect on your goals and values. What do you want to achieve in your career, and what are your core values? This reflection will help you filter out opportunities that align with your aspirations. And then second, be proactive in seeking opportunities in your animal health or veterinary career.
So we've talked a lot about being proactive on the podcast.
Yes, we have. And don't wait for opportunities to come to you. Join professional organizations, attend networking events, and keep an eye on job boards or industry news. The more proactive you are, the more opportunities you'll come across. And then third, leverage your network. Talk to mentors, colleagues, and friends in your industry, and they might be aware of opportunities that could be a perfect fit for you. And fourth, trust your instincts. Sometimes you'll come across opportunities that seem unconventional or risky. If your gut tells you it's worth exploring, don't be afraid to take the leap.
Excellent advice, Stacy. It's clear that identifying the right opportunities is a blend of self-reflection and proactive networking. Now, let's discuss the role of timing in all of this. How important is timing when it comes to seizing opportunities?
Well, timing is crucial, and it's often the X factor that can make or break an opportunity. I've seen professionals pass up on great chances simply because they felt the timing wasn't right. While there are instances where waiting for the right moment is wise, there are also times when taking a calculated risk pays off. One thing to consider is that opportunities don't always align perfectly with your plans. If you're too rigid in your approach, you may miss out on something extraordinary. Sometimes the best opportunities arise when you least expect them.
That's a vital point, Stacy. Timing can be unpredictable, and it's important not to let perfect timing become a barrier to seizing an opportunity. Now, what about individuals who might be hesitant to leave a stable job or organization they've been with for a long time? How can they overcome the fear of change when an opportunity arises?
Well, fear of change is a common obstacle, and it's natural to feel attached to a stable job or organization. However, it's essential to remember that change is often the catalyst for growth and advancement. To overcome this fear, you can take several steps. First of all, do your research. Understand the potential benefits and risks of the new opportunity. This knowledge can alleviate some of the fear associated with change. And then second, seek advice from trusted mentors or colleagues who have been through similar situations. Their insights and experiences can provide valuable guidance. And then third, create a plan. Develop a transition plan that includes financial considerations, a timeline, and a backup plan in case things don't go as expected. Having a clear plan in place can make the process less intimidating. And then finally, focus on your long-term goals. Remember why you entered your field and what you want to achieve. Sometimes thinking about the bigger picture can help you overcome the fear of change. You'll notice that many of my blueprints for success on today's podcast episode have four steps associated with them.
I noticed that. And those are some excellent strategies for overcoming the fear of change when considering a new opportunity. Planning, mentorship, and keeping the long-term perspective in mind are all valuable tools for managing the transition. Now, Stacy, discussing the other side of the coin, what about individuals who constantly chase new opportunities but struggle to find stability in their career? How can they strike the right balance?
Well, that's a great question, Caleb. So striking the right balance is indeed important. Now, while being open to opportunities is crucial, constantly chasing new ones without achieving stability can lead to a disjointed career. And once again, I have four tips. So first of all, prioritize your long-term goals. Make sure each opportunity you pursue aligns with your career goals. If an opportunity doesn't fit into your larger plan, it might be better to pass on it. And second, be mindful of your current commitments. It's essential to manage your existing responsibilities effectively while exploring new opportunities. Don't let one opportunity jeopardize your performance in another area of your career. And third, seek the advice of a career coach or mentor who can help you to navigate your career decisions and provide guidance on when to pursue and when to hold back on opportunities. And then fourth, maintain a level of self-awareness. Periodically evaluate your career trajectory and assess whether your approach to opportunities is providing the growth and stability you desire.
Fantastic advice, Stacy. Finding that balance is key to long-term career success. Now, let's talk about the role of adaptability. In a rapidly changing world, being open to opportunities often requires the ability to adapt to new situations. How can professionals develop and strengthen their adaptability skills?
Well, adaptability is a critical skill in today's ever-evolving job market. And I have a list of ways that professionals can develop and strengthen their adaptability. First of all, embrace continuous learning. Stay curious and open to acquiring new knowledge and skills. The more you learn, the better prepared you'll be to adapt to change. And then second, seek out diverse experiences. Whether it's volunteering for different projects at work or taking on side projects, exposing yourself to various challenges will broaden your skill set and adaptability. And third, practice resilience. Not every opportunity will result in success, and setbacks are inevitable. Developing resilience will help you bounce back from disappointments and stay open to new opportunities. And fourth, build a strong support network. Surround yourself with people who can offer guidance and support during times of change. This could be mentors, colleagues, or friends who've been through similar situations.
Those are excellent strategies for developing stability, Stacy. It's clear that adaptability is a skill that can be honed over time with the right mindset and approach. Now, before we wrap up our conversation and today's podcast episode, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the importance of being open to opportunities in one's career?
Yes, I'd like to mention that an experienced and reputable recruiter plays a pivotal role in helping individuals be open to opportunity in their careers. Recruiters possess valuable insights, industry connections, and a deep understanding of the job market, which can be instrumental in guiding and expanding one's career horizons. Experienced recruiters are well-versed in specific industries and job markets. They stay updated on industry trends, market demands, and the needs of different companies. Their knowledge can help you identify opportunities that align with your skills, interests, and long-term career goals. Reputable recruiters have extensive networks within their industries. They have connections with a wide range of employers, including companies that may not publicly advertise job openings. Leveraging these networks can expose you to a multitude of unadvertised opportunities that are a perfect match for your qualifications. A good recruiter takes the time to understand your career aspirations, strengths, and weaknesses. They can provide personalized guidance on how to present yourself in the best possible way to prospective employers. They can also provide insights into salary ranges, job market trends, and the qualifications that are currently in high demand.
Doesn't working with a recruiter also help save time?
Yes, absolutely. An experienced recruiter can save you valuable time by presenting you with opportunities that are closely aligned with your career goals and preferences, and sparing you the effort of sifting through countless job listings. And when you are considering a career change, you may not want your current employer to be aware of your job search. A reputable recruiter can maintain strict confidentiality and ensure that your job search remains discreet.
Wow, this is all great information. And Stacy, how can members of our listening audience contact you?
Well, you can visit the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, you might already be on our site. I would recommend navigating to the Contact Us section in the main navigation, where you'll see multiple ways in which you can reach out to us.
Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about why change is an important opportunity for growth in your animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an animal health employer needing to hire top employees in the animal health industry, be sure to reach out to Stacy Purcell at the Vet Recruiter today. If you are a veterinary practice needing to hire a veterinarian, reach out to Stacy. If you are an animal health professional or veterinarian open to new job opportunities in the animal health industry or veterinary profession, reach out to Stacy. Visit the Vet Recruiter website for animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs. Okay, well, this is all the time we have for today, and we look forward to being back with you here next week.